أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتل عليهم نبأ الذي آتيناه آياتنا فانسلخ منها فأتبعه الشيطان فكان من الغاوين. ولو شئنا لرفعناه بها ولكنه أخلد إلى الأرض واتبع هوى فمثله كمثل الكلب إن تحمل عليه يلهث أو تتركه يلهث ذلك مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا فقصص القصص لعلهم يتفكرون ساء مثلا القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا وأنفسهم كانوا يظلمون. We discuss ayah number 175, 176 and 177 of Surah Al-Araf. The incident that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala refers to here, Allah Ta'ala commands our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite upon them نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا, the information of that person to whom we had granted our verses, our signs. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا, then he withdrew from these verses of Allah. فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ, then shaitan pursued him. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ, and he was amongst those who were astray. Different narrations have been narrated about this incident that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about here. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, who is reported to have said that this was regarding a person whose name was Bal'am ibn Ba'ura. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to enter a city, to conquer a city, then the people of that city had judged Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. They judged the army of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. They had also heard about the drowning of Fir'aun, and they realized that this is a person of great force, great power. The only way we can overcome him is to go to somebody to seek the assistance of Allah. Bal'am ibn Ba'ura was a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed the Ismul Azam. Ismul Azam is the greatest name of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is a secret between Allah and his slave and his servant, by which if that slave, that servant calls upon Allah, makes dua, then that dua is certainly accepted. So in many ways the person becomes a mustajabud da'wat, a person whose du'as are accepted. They went to Bal'am ibn Ba'ura and they asked him to invoke a curse against Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Bal'am had some knowledge with regards to Musa alayhi salam being a Nabi of Allah, and he was very clear in the initial stages that this is a Nabi of Allah. He is assisted by the Malaika of Allah. How can I make a dua against him? How can I curse him? But nonetheless, the people pursued him and they began to shower him with gifts. He at one stage said that I will seek from Allah what is right and what is wrong. He made what we could probably call istikhara. And again he said to his people that in my dream, in my sleep, I have been told that I should not ever invoke any curse against Musa alayhi salam. Their persistence and their showering him of good gifts, etc., bribes, eventually he relented and he then made dua against Musa alayhi salam. He cursed Musa alayhi salam. However, when he began to curse and invoke the curse, instead of the name of Musa alayhi salam, he invoked the curse upon himself and his own people. Now when he realized that there is no way out, he said to his people, the only way you can weaken Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and the only way you can overcome Musa alayhi salam is get your women and send your women amongst the forces of Musa alayhi salam and let them indulge in adultery, in zina, and that will weaken an entire army. And hence, amongst the people of Musa alayhi salam, one person fell prey to it. He committed zina. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had confronted him in certain narrations because of that zina. 70,000 of the Bani Israel had died on that same day in a plague. But be that as it may, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite upon the people this incident of the person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the ayat. Many of the commentators are of the view that this was particularly to be recited upon the Bani Israel, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them the ayat. Allah ta'ala had granted them the verses, the knowledge. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا like Balaam ibn Ba'ura. Now the word insalakha actually in Arabic is when a snake comes out of its skin, or when you skin an animal. So he actually withdrew himself, he took himself out by force, he took himself out of these verses of Allah. He had the knowledge, but here he was tempted by material, by dunya, and the result of all of it was he had now totally forgotten that knowledge that Allah had granted him. Allah Ta'ala safeguard each and every one of us. فَأَدْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ Then shaitan pursued him. Allama Alusi rahimahumullah says, shaitan pursued him. In other words, his deed was of such a nature that he became the imam of shaitan. But otherwise the others have stated that shaitan then pursued him. In other words, the waswasa of shaitan. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ And he was amongst those who were astray. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا Allah Ta'ala said, if we desired, we would have raised him by the verses. We would have made him very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what was his choice? وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ But he himself inclined towards the earth. Towards the earth means not only the earth in itself, but all that the earth possesses, all the materialism and everything with that, he had chosen the earth over the heavenly kitabs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then hence Allah ta'ala says, وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى And he followed his vain desires. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ His example is the example of a dog. According to certain riwayats, in tahmil alayhi yalhath aw tatruku yalhath, that when you see a dog, what happens when you attack that dog, it begins to pant. When you leave it, it continues to pant with its tongue out. Every other animal, every other creation of Allah finds it very easy to breathe, but a dog. And hence he found it difficult to breathe. In certain narrations, exactly like a dog, his tongue began to stick out of his mouth right up to his chest. And then Allah says, ذَلِكَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا That is the example of those people who had belied our signs, they denied our verses. فَقُصُصِ الْقَصَصِ Then narrate the incident. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ So that they may reflect. On the one hand, the Bani Israel. On the other hand, we, the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, and Allah has blessed us with iman. Allah has made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah has blessed us with this Quran. Do we leave this and go for anything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? سَاءَ مَثَلَنِ الْقَوْمُ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا Evil is the example of those people who had belied our signs, our verses, وَأَنفُسَهُمْ كَانُوا يَظْلِمُونَ And they had wronged their own selves. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us, hold on to the Quran and never leave the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For all that this world may offer us, the temptations are always there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast on the verses of Allah and the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.